And you thought we wouldn't have a Christmas controversy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Each year, members of Congress invite local artists to contribute a unique ornament to the White House Christmas display. But this year, Seattle artist Deborah Lawrence happened to hand a snapshot of her ornament to a reporter, and the reporter says, "What's that fine print and the red and white stripes in your ornament?" "Oh, well, that fine print is the text of a resolution to impeach the president that my congressman signed." And just like that, we're back to
the war on Christmas.
Yes, Deborah Lawrence's impeachment ornament has lit up the blogs. She couldn't believe that none of the other artists did anything similar.
Didn't anyone divert a little bit from this sort of unctuous, saccharine, pious, you know, bullshit?
As you might imagine, her ornament was taken off the tree yesterday, only one to be rejected. And yet, she went to the White House reception and was even worried they wouldn't let her in.
I got caught up in the excitement, too. And so when I got to the threshold and they actually did find my name on the list, then that was a good thing.
Even though the whole scene made her gag.
It's just a little bit of a gag reflex.
Which shows that even a hardened anti-establishment artist can get suckered in by the excitement of Washington. It was 3 weeks before Christmas, and in the big house where the president lives along with his spouse, where trees hung with ornaments red, white, and blue, except for the one ball that just wouldn't do. But this president by now should have taken the hint that even on Christmas, you read the fine print. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.